In parts of Southern California, rain and cooler weather brought some relief for firefighters still battling 7 major fires. More than 700,000 acres burned, and 2,800 homes were destroyed. 20 people are dead. Here in Washington, D.C., the crisis sped Senate approval of a land management plan allowing increased thinning of dead trees and underbrush. It moves to a conference committee. Also, the House narrowly passed a record $2.9 billion plan for forest firefighting and fire protection. For California families who already have lost their homes, the headaches are just beginning. They're trying to regroup and figure out their insurance policies. Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS reports from San Diego.
Elsie Arredondo and her family are looking for a new place to live. They're checking out a rental home on a quiet street, but there's a big hole in the backyard fence, and Arredondo's 14-year-old son, Adam, isn't very impressed.
I don't know. I'd rather look at some other houses.
You're not going to get your house in your neighborhood. That's what you're aiming for, something nice, but we're not going to get that.
The Arredondos and their 3 children were forced to flee when their home in the San Diego suburb of Scripps Ranch burned down on Sunday, along with the homes of 350 of their neighbors. In a quiet moment, Mrs. Arredondo says she feels lost.
I don't know how long it's going to take to rebuild my home. I don't know how I'm going to report all the things I had. I've been hearing things just from the news and other people that you should have pictures, you should take pictures. I lost a lot of my pictures, you know, of the house and... So, it's going to be tough.
Even worse, Arredondo and her husband are not getting a lot of answers from their insurance agent. They went with a smaller company to save money on premiums, but now they wish they hadn't.
When we bought our home a year ago, they were the best price. And you can kick yourself now. I mean, we were looking at anywhere between $600 to $1,000 with the bigger in carriers, and this insurance company was only $300, almost $400 for the year.
Other fire victims have been trickling into an assistance center that opened Wednesday in the neighborhood. Government agencies are offering low-interest loans and grants to qualified families who didn't buy enough insurance to cover their losses. And insurance companies have brought in hundreds of claim workers, like Bruce Rafelson of Allstate's disaster team, who walks a customer through the claims process.
We're going to pay you for the damages. We'll get an agreed price with whichever contractor you choose to use. One thing that I'm going to really, really stress is please check out anybody with Better Business Bureau.
Earlier this week, California Insurance Commissioner John Garamendi said that all insurance companies should be helping victims immediately.
Your insurance company should be helping you. You'll be filing a claim. You will probably be able to get, if it's covered by your insurance policy, an immediate living expense check to provide money for a hotel or an apartment if it takes that long to get back.
But Garamendi warned that as more claims are filed, confusion and disputes between victims and insurance companies are likely to rise. Dozens of claims from the 1994 Northridge earthquake, for example, are still being fought in court.
About 2 to 3 weeks from now, troubles begin. Questions that you thought were resolved suddenly become unresolvable. What was the coverage? What kind of payment will I receive? When will it be available?
California homeowners pay higher premiums than other parts of the country because of the state's superheated real estate market and the state's history of earthquakes, mudslides, and wildfires. That's according to David Russell, professor of finance at Cal State University at Northridge. Russell says that this week's wildfires will force insurers to drive up rates even higher and perhaps cancel policies for those who want to rebuild in risky areas.
These wildfires show that the risk is substantial. It's probably higher than any of us thought, and that higher premiums are probably justified.
The Arredondo family is already planning to rebuild their 3-bedroom home in the same spot, a shady suburban street lined with eucalyptus trees and a view of the rolling hills beyond. But today, after one more stop in the minivan, they found a temporary house a few miles away. It pleases all members of the family, including 11-year-old Vanessa.
I think it's nice. I'll have my own room now, but I think it'll do until I get my house back.
For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in San Diego.